Many years ago, a priest friend of mine with whom I studied visited my parish in the diocese. He came from the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. Bishop Zipfel was the bishop at the time. He knew Father Molinari. So we were running around Bismarck doing things. We stopped in to greet the bishop for a few minutes. Father Molinari was struck by a small typed sign on the wall above the bishop's computer in his office. And this small typed sign read, "I didn't deserve this." Now, Father Molinari said, as we left, he said, "Schumacher, I never thought being a bishop would be easy, but it's obviously tougher than I thought." So we talked about that sign, "I didn't deserve this." We are perhaps often saying that during these days. The whole world is at a standstill. And many are saying, "I didn't deserve this." And this has no end in sight. This is the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. I have to say that. We all know what we're talking about now. Someone may listen to this homily when all this will be forgotten, perhaps, and ask, "What in the world is he talking about?" We are all beginning Holy Week in an unimaginable way during unimaginable times. This can, and I believe will be, by God's grace, a good Holy Week for all of us. And remember, it could be the last Holy Week for any one of us. I'm very aware of our parishioners, the faithful people, friends, watching this Mass right now. This Mass of Palm Sunday of the Passion of our Lord, the technical term for today. We often say Palm Sunday, fine. But let's not forget, it's also the day of the Passion of our Lord, which we just heard. Today, let's think of all whose lives are changed, as our Lord's life was changed and the world was changed during this week. I think of those without work or less work or soon to be out of work. These are people who love to work. They've spent their lives building up what they enjoy and what they've been called to do. I think of our parishioners, my friends who have restaurants, bars, barbershops, beauty salons, entertainment industries, the gym I go to, those involved in the travel industry, my brother is. Any one of them can say, "I didn't deserve this." And then we think of the essential workers who experience a lot too. The EMTs, police, fire, first responders, healthcare workers, like my sister. You know, it's a luxury for us to hunker down, to stay well, to avoid the virus. What about those who walk into it every day? If they didn't do it, we'd have sick people lying in the streets, literally, needing help, dying. These essential workers all have a right to say, I didn't deserve this. What about the children who are worried about their parents? They're separated from their parents. Their parents may be in a care center, alone, worried. Children and parents alike can say, I didn't deserve this. I spoke to a friend last night in the hospital who cannot be visited by anyone. There are people in the hospital, separated, locked down. Why did they deserve that? And then we need to think of parish staffs throughout the world, really. I think of my very fine staff. They're faithful to all of you. What would we do without them? You know, we had a very successful drive-through for Blessed Palms yesterday. 200, 250 cars drove through. It was thought of, carried out by my staff. Father Dosh and I just show up. I get on the news. But where would we be without staffs? They're not just employees. They're true servants of the church. They want the parish to experience the joy that they have in the church and in their parish. And their hours are being cut. Their paychecks are becoming less. Some may be unemployed come May or June. Parish staffs are minimized everywhere to keep some stability in what we do. Any one of them can say, I didn't deserve this, and they're certainly not being overpaid. You who are listening are affected and have family members who are affected during this time. We can all say together, you know what, I don't deserve this. So Father Molinari and I talked about that sign above the bishop's computer. That sign, I didn't deserve this. And I told Father Molinari, that sign is not about the challenges of his work. It's not about his hardships day to day as shepherd of the diocese. That sign is about this. This is the this. He is saying he didn't deserve this. The story of the Passion, where Christ continued to give. He is saying he didn't deserve to have a Savior who died for us while we were sinners. He is saying he didn't deserve to have Jesus Christ in his life. Jesus Christ this week, who did not act as much as he was acted upon. He didn't die. He was killed. He didn't rise. He would be raised by the Father. I guess we can say right now, we don't deserve this Holy Week. We don't deserve this Triduum. We don't deserve the resurrection and the joys that come from it, whatever is going on in our lives. How many times have we said, I can't believe this is happening? I say it about every morning while I'm drinking my coffee, which, by the way, still tastes good. I'm happy for that. I can't believe this is happening. My dear people, let's believe that this happened. This is all we really need. Despite what is going on in the world, we didn't deserve this passion. We didn't deserve Christ to suffer and die for us. Remember, there is only one person in the history of the world who didn't deserve what happened to him. And this week, we will live it out once again. That person is Jesus Christ. For truly, he is the Son of God. Amen.